With a new president now in office, Iraq is one step further along the road to democracy. A report released yesterday by the United Nations argues that democratic progress in Arab countries as a whole, though, is at a crawl. Rima Khalaf Runadi joins us now, joins us now by phone from Amman, Jordan. She directs the Regional Bureau for Arab States in the UN's Development Program and serves as chief overseer of the Arab Human Development Report. So thank you for being with us.
A pleasure.
What are the main things that people should take away from your report?
I guess two messages. The first is that the status quo is not sustainable, and that reform is not pursued vigorously and in a comprehensive manner, then things will worsen and we may have societal upheavals. The second message is reform can no more...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, no, we're still here. Go ahead.
The second message is that reform can no more be cosmetic. It has to be real and it has to be comprehensive.
And some of the steps towards democratic reform in the Arab world, you say, are either embryonic or cosmetic.
That's true. We're saying that some of the reforms that are being undertaken by Arab regimes are not real. They're being pursued either to ease. Isn't yet the intention to go for the full comprehensive political reform. But also, at the same time, we see that public pressure is increasing, and hence it will be very difficult to stop at cosmetic measures, and more serious measures will have to be.
This is the third of four reports that your group, Arab intellectuals and other experts, are compiling about the state of the Arab world. When your first report came out in 2002, it was hailed for honesty and thoroughness. This installment thus far has gotten a quite different response. In fact, it was blocked by the United States for several months. What was the problem? And we're having difficulty with the phone there.
The way it was is probably a couple of months ago, some officials expressed concerns, and actually some Arab officials expressed concerns. But now this is behind us.
And I'm afraid we're just having difficulty with the phones here. The phone line is cutting out, and about half your thoughts are being lost to us. So I'm just looking into the control room to see what we're going to do about this. Are we going to try to call back?
Okay.
All right. We'll try to call you back and get a better line. So while we're doing that, what we're talking about is a group on Arab reform, and this has been formed by the United Nations Development Program, and this is the third of their four reports. Various reports have focused on different aspects of this problem. The report asserts that Arabs enjoy greater personal and economic freedom than they once did, but that they have little, if any, political freedom. The freedoms of opinion, expression, and organization in particular suffer from repression in most Arab countries. That, again, from our guest, Rima Khalaf, the Assistant Secretary General of the Development Program, whose effort led and produced that report. And she joined us now again on the line from Amman, Jordan. I hope we're not interrupted this time. And again, we wanted to get back into the controversy. What held up this report for several months?
What happened was there were concerns expressed by a number of officials in our region, in Egypt, for example, and some U.S. officials. And UNDP had to think again whether to publish the report under its name or to publish it under the name of the authors or support the authors to publish the report under their own name. Finally, we decided that we're better off, the authors are better off, and probably the reform cause in the region is better off if this report is published under the auspices of the United Nations Development Program. And this was our decision. However, I'd like to add that the report, the way it is published, is exactly the way that the authors would have published it had they gone for an independent institute to publish it, or had they decided to publish it themselves.
The issue that caused the controversy was criticism of U.S. policy, saying support for Israel and actions in Iraq have made the political growth, growth of democracy in the Arab world, have made that harder.
Well, what we're saying, what the report team is saying, is that occupation has made the reform in Arab countries harder for a number of reasons. And particularly, they're talking about the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. Now, this was felt through, number one, Arab regimes using occupation as a pretext or using this external threat to delay political reform within Arab countries. But secondly, it has forced many of the popular movements in Arab countries, those who could have advocated reform, who could have advocated freedom and democracy, to put freedom from occupation as number one, high on their priority list, and then relegate the rest or the issues of freedom to lower priorities. Thirdly, and this is very important for reformers in the region, occupation and practices of occupation forces have resulted in the emergence of many violent forces, forces that do not believe in democracy, forces that do not believe in human rights. And those forces started threatening reform and also reformers. They have their own vision. Al-Qaeda has its own vision of what freedom should be, and definitely this is diametrically opposed to what people would want to see in the region, yet they still feel threatened by such violent approaches and visions that are being proposed to our young people.
We're speaking with Rima Khalaf Hunadi, the UN Assistant Secretary General and Director of the Regional Bureau for Arab States in UNDP. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This report was compiled and written before the elections in Iraq in January and before recent events in Lebanon. I wonder, do you still feel that movements towards democracy in the Arab world are at best embryonic?
Well, they still are. First, let me say that elections in Iraq and elections in Palestine are very positive steps. And in addition to that, we've seen some sort of elections in Saudi Arabia, which we also consider as very positive, despite the fact that it's for municipal elections and the fact that women did not participate, but at least they broke a taboo. And elections are now a practice that is considered as something that can be expanded in the future. But what we're saying is, elections are just one component. We have to have in place many other components to make a system of good governance. People should enjoy rights, including the right to life. Their lives cannot be violated. Their economic and social freedoms cannot be violated. We need laws that protect such rights. We need a judiciary that is capable of delivering justice. We need institutions that will work. So in Iraq, yes, elections are there, but still, institutions are not there, lives are not protected, and we still have a long way to go. And the same goes for other Arab regimes. I'm very happy to see more women selected for senior positions in governments. This is great. This is very positive. But this doesn't mean that the rest of the population, including women, should not enjoy all the freedoms that are essential, like freedoms of expression, freedom of opinion, or freedom of association. My fear, our fear, is that countries and regimes will pursue only partial reform, and by doing this, try to attract the attention of the world that, hey, we're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. This isn't enough.
Your previous reports were got some criticism in the Arab world, somewhat alarmed that your conclusions were being put out by Arab intellectuals and experts. After this most recent incident, in which the United States objected to parts of this report and held up publication for several months, I've read that at least some of your people in your group are wondering if this may not give them more credibility in the Arab world.
Well, it may, but I'll tell you what. Those who were against the second report were against the messages. They were against the vision proposed by the report. And regardless of whether the U.S. approves of it or disagrees with it, they will still be against the third report, which calls for freedoms and good governance. And many in the region who supported the first and second reports because they thought that what they should be pursuing is their own self-interest, regardless of what others say, will also, I think, support the third report. In certain cases, I have to say that many who disagreed with the vision used the American support to the first and second report in order to convince people that it's not the time to go for freedom, it's not the time to go for women's empowerment, and what's this business of knowledge societies? So the report, so the American support was used, it will be, I mean, it may be used again, we don't know. I don't think, or the statements I've heard so far from American officials are rather positive.
Mm-hmm. Rima Khalaf Hunadi, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Rima Khalaf Al-Hunadi is UN Assistant Secretary General, Director of the Regional Bureau for Arab States in the UN Development Program. She's Chief Overseer of the Arab Human Development Reports and joined us by phone from Amman in Jordan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Kalman.